This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by Chevron. Joining us now, the Swole Cracker himself, Steve Ivey of Ram Nation. Steve, my man, how are you, dude?
Brady, I'm doing great. A little chill today with the first really ridiculously cold day, but all in all, doing okay. How's Mr. Thursday Night doing today? Licking your wound?
I got backdoored, Steve. I got backdoored. I thought I had it in the bag, and 4 million penalties later, and finally Tampa Bay scores. So it was a rough night for me, and people keep asking what my record is, and I'm just not responding anymore. I'm just not going
to
respond.
I like to tease you, but you know, you go out, you get out there, and you put your name on the line there. I'll just tell you a funny little story. A few years ago, I'd go out and visit a message board, and I picked a lot of basketball games. And I had a great year. I nailed about 18 in a row, 18 games in a row. I nailed like 75%. Next year, I'm feeling really good about myself, and I think I went for about 40%. So as long as your logic is there, which it always is when you're analyzing games, that's all you can do.
Yeah, some would disagree that the logic is there, Steve. But, you know, we have fun with it at the end of the day. We got picks coming up later. Hey, are you going out to the football game tomorrow, CSU and Air Force?
I'm going to pass on it. I've had this funny little issue health-wise with a cough that's lasted for about 12 weeks. And so I'm going to try and stay out of the cold weather. I don't have any other symptoms other than a cough. It doesn't seem like there's anything serious, but I'm just a little nervous about being out in the cold.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that, my man. Take care of yourself. Steve Ivey joining us. I love your blog. I love your podcast that you're doing now at Ram Nation. It's just great. It's insight you're not going to get anywhere else when it comes to Colorado State.
Yeah, I'm doing my best on that. You know, I've been lucky. I've got some pretty good sources and stuff, and I've been able to see some practices. Of course, I didn't get a chance to see the closed door scrimmage last weekend against Minnesota, where CSU played evidently very impressively, from what I've heard. And so you know, again, the season is upcoming. We're getting excited about that. We're only 10 days away from opening day of the season, so it's starting to get a lot of fun, and I'm getting excited. My last effort on my podcast was to preview the non-conference schedule. CSU sure has a beast of a non-conference schedule with a lot of top 50 potential teams.
Well, Steve, I know you're getting pumped. Your co-host is getting pumped back there too. I can hear the pup back there, Steve.
Can you hear him? I'm sorry. He's downstairs behind closed doors.
No.
A little bit uncomfortable situation with I have painters in the house, and so I have to move around and stuff. And so
no, you're good.
Sorry about that. He is excited about the season. You know, being named after a former CSU basketball player, he likes the sport too.
Oh, you got to get him pumped up. Everybody's pumped up. I know your surrounding family, everybody that knows Steve Ivey. I mean, everyone's pumped up if they're a friend of yours, man. They're basketball people and dogs.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're getting close to it, Steve. Looking at this schedule, again, you broke down that non-conference schedule, starting things off with Louisiana Tech a week from Monday, if you can believe that. We're almost there. This will be a really interesting start and a nice test to see where the Rams truly are, because I think we all believe the Rams are going to be certainly much better than last season, but just how much better? Are they a dancing-type team this season, Steve?
Yeah, I think, and that's the thing. I think we'll get a pretty good indicator right out of the chute with two good games at home that first week on November 6th and November 10th. Louisiana Tech will be they're picked to be as high as second in Conference USA, which is a good conference. About 125th in the KenPom.com rankings, which is a really good, obviously the best of all the computer generated rankings. They'll be tough. They'll be physical. They'll be very good defensively, and it'll be a good test. And then followed up right away by Wright State, who is very much a sleeper of a team. I've seen them picked as high as in the top 100, picked to win Horizon League, which is a little smaller league, but there's some good teams in there. And they just picked up an approval for a guy, a waiver of a player who they had 2 years ago that went to Ohio State last year. Things didn't work out. Now he's back at Wright State and got approved right away to play. They have two 20-point scorers, and they're expected. I've seen them. I saw a top 20 mid-major ranking yesterday that had them in the spot right behind CSU. So right away, two really, really good games that may not be, you know, the top 50 quad one type of games for an NCAA tournament resume, but those are certainly games that can help you, and you really don't want to slip in those games. So right out of the chute, two really good ones.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens with UNC, too. A new-look group for Steve Smiley's crew. A lot of new faces for the Bears. I'll be curious to see how the Rams do there. I would imagine just way before this game even starts, Steve, I imagine the Rams win this game. But the thing is, I just don't know much about UNC at this point.
Yeah, and that's, you know, my gosh, you look at what we've seen the last couple of years in Greeley, some really great players. Bodie Hume, Dalen Kuntz, Dalton Knecht, Matt Johnson. Those, I thought they were all there, it's like forever, and very, very good players. And obviously a new group there, an unknown. But UNC always plays CSU top, and I – you know, you would love to consider that a cupcake game, but I've seen CSU lose at least three or four times in that gym. And UNC always gets up for it. And Steve Smiley can coach. He's got a great staff as well. And I expect that to be a highly competitive game, and that's certainly not a gimme from my perspective.
I love, though, Steve, these Colorado matchups, man. I just love the fact that we can get several times a year where CSU, obviously they're going to play the Buffs, but where they can play UNC and go up against Denver. We're seeing the same thing with UNC. I just think that's important. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, making sure that – college basketball teams in the area, they should have a handful of local matchups every single year?
Well, I'm actually really excited about that, Brady, because, you know, in the past, and I've covered the matchups with the Colorado teams, creating something that I call Crackers Front Range League. And that kind of went away because the teams stopped playing each other. Way back when, 10 years ago, when Tim Miles was here, Tim would schedule all those teams, and there'd be seven games a year against teams that were local, Wyoming, Air Force, DU, UNC, and CU. And I will tell you right now, Dorian Green, absolute legend at CSU, he went 23-5 in those local games, and I don't think anybody's ever come close to having a record like that. But I will cover it. I will create I will cover it as the Crackers Front Range League. And I do my own special awards. I'll give out a player of the year, follow all the matchups and stuff, and it'll be fun to watch because, like you said, a lot of them are playing each other. There's a lot of CSU's playing them all this year for the first time in I don't know how long. And you got, you know, UNC playing both CSU and CU, and then I believe Air Force and DU as well. So yeah, we'll have a fun time covering the local stuff as well.
Steve, I love that we can get together each and every week, but I cannot wait until we're, you know, talking about the actual games too. What are you working on that we can check out? I know you said you spent some time really diving into the non-con schedule, but what else should we be on the lookout in the next couple of days that we can go check out at Ram Nation?
Next steps. Next one I do will be Monday. I'll do a podcast covering my projections for the Mountain West. The Mountain West will be very, very good this year. We're starting to see some results of some of the closed door scrimmages. You had, you know, reports of Boise State beating Cal by 15 points, Nevada beating Oregon by 10, USC beating UNLV by only 3. San Diego State losing by 3 to Arizona State. New Mexico opened last night with an exhibition win. Wyoming opens tonight. So we're starting to see a lot of activity. I think the Mountain West is going to be loaded this year. I'm not sure if they'll get 4 bids in the NCAA, but I think there are probably 6 teams that can get are capable of getting NCAA at-large bids. And I'll be kind of laying out what I see as as what the Mountain West will look like. And I think CSU will be one of those six teams with a chance to make it to the NCAA. But we'll be covering the Mountain West.
I love it, my friend. Steve, always appreciate your insights, your coverage of all things Colorado State hoops, and our conversations that we can get together every single week, man. Try to have a warm weekend. Take care of yourself. Take care of that cough, my friend. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Brady, it's always great catching up with you. We'll talk to you. Have a great week. Have a great weekend watching football.
All right, my man. Steve Ivey, the Swole Cracker. This is kind of his nickname there. He's great. He's great. He's excellent. Love. Dude, I'm telling you, I have a lot of guests on, a lot of great guests. Entertaining. We talk about different topics. But Steve's probably one of my more dialed in. He's going to really talk as we get into the season, the X's and O's of the actual game, really diving into it. So it's such an honor for me. I love basketball. That's my go-to. I love when I can talk to somebody about true basketball, and that's going to be my guy, Steve. Go watch a game with him. He knows so much about basketball. He will tell you the entire lineup for the refs. He will tell you the officials. He knows them all. That's a guy that just flat out gets it. 36 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash. Oh, I guess we're just coming right back in. We're having technical issues. I have no idea when I'm supposed to take a break or anything like that. Great. Awesome. This is fun. I'm just standing outside. We go off the air, and I'm told by Michael Kirkpatrick that, hey, get back in there and start talking. So I guess that's what we'll do. Let me just reload. There's a rhythm and a feel that I have to get into for live radio, so when I'm in a commercial break and all that, you know, then you're coming in, but here we are. So we're gonna just go for it. Hail Mary time, baby. I absolutely love it. How about this? Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Do you think that Coach Prime is in it for the long haul? And Angel, certainly, you don't. You're of the mindset that if they do get rolling to the point where, yeah, they're winning five, six games a season, somebody's going to come in and want this guy come over, not just because of the coaching, but because of what he can bring to the program popularity-wise and financially.
Sure. I mean, I could see them going, you know, maybe at best they get 8-9 wins here in the next couple of years, and they have one kind of magical season that gets a lot of attention. Or, you know, I think a lot will be made about him once Shador and Travis Hunter leave, and, you know, Shiloh, of course, as well, and how much is he really in it for CU, for Boulder, and for the state of Colorado? Because I don't know if I get that sense fully from him. It still feels like, okay, this is a good opportunity for my kids, and once we get them up and shining on their own, then I'll do whatever I want to do.
That'll be the true test, won't it? See what happens after Shador and Shiloh are gone. Is he doing the dad ball thing?
I know he has other kids at CU, so that
his daughter plays, right?
Yeah, so that could last until all of his kids are done, or, like I said, a bigger job comes up.
I mean, he talks a big game, and I'm not saying it is a negative thing. He talks a big game as far as grand pictures and ideas surrounding Colorado as a college. He says we need to bring back wrestling and all that brings wrestling and promote different sports and all that. I get it. But this is what I've learned over the years is, with these coaches, you can't really trust all that, because they all say that they are in it for the long haul. I'm here because I love it. We want to build something here. And then Michigan State calls, not to bring up that story. That's just the way it is. And unless we talked about it at the start of the show, unless you get to the point where you're at one of those premier jobs, then I don't believe you. I love Nico Medved. Don't believe him. I don't believe him when he says, no, I love it here. And I think he does love it here. I don't know if that means he's going to, you know, not take a bigger job if it comes along. It's not that I would say he's lying about it. I'm just saying you can't say things like, oh, yeah, no, I love CSU, but obviously if a bigger school calls, I'm out the door. You can't say those things. So that's, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying it's a negative that I don't believe them. That's just, you can't do that. You would destroy your fan base, your following. It would really hurt the program, donors, all that. You can't. That's why I don't believe them. I've asked coaches before, do you see yourself being here for the long haul? Of course. That's going to be the response. But the question is today, do you really see Coach Prime sticking with the Buffs for the long haul? Okay, we can take a break now? Okay. Where are we? Are we in space and time right now? I mean, are we at the bottom of the hour? Or are we just going to a commercial break? Man, this is hilarious. We got Brooks Talkington's going to join me, former UNC Bears defensive lineman. Great dude. Awesome guy. See him out there. He looks like he could still play. Looks good. Flex those muscles, man. Yeah. That's probably weird that I asked him to do that. We'll be right back.
I'm Colleen Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 7 kicked off in New Orleans as the Jags held off the Saints 31-24 to move to 5-2 on the season. Trevor Lawrence, who's been dealing with a knee injury, threw for 204 yards and a score and rushed for 59. Travis Etienne added 53 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. Derek Carr threw 4 straight incompletions on the 6-yard line in the final minute as the Saints fall to 3-4. In other news, the Raiders have ruled out quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo for Sunday's game at the Bears, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Aiden O'Connell got the start when Garoppolo missed week 4 with a concussion. However, Brian Hoyer was called in when Jimmy G left with a back injury in week 6. Both the Raiders and the Bears should be starting backup quarterbacks in week 7. With Justin Fields likely out, Chicago is expected to turn to undrafted rookie Tyson Bagent for his first NFL start. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have Health First Colorado, Colorado's Medicaid program, or Child Health Plan Plus, also known as CHIP, eligibility reviews are resuming. Have you changed your phone number or email address in the last 3 years? Have you moved? It's important we're able to reach you. Go to keepcocovered.com to learn how to update your contact information. Get notified when it's your time to renew by updating your communication preferences. Some members will be automatically renewed. Others will receive renewal paperwork that must be completed, signed, and returned right away. If you need help completing your paperwork, contact your county Human Services Department. Don't risk a gap in your health coverage. Learn more at KeepCOCovered.com. Brought to you by the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Find podcasts of your favorite show, the day's news and sports headlines, and a schedule of what's coming up next at 1310kfka.com. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Pulling the curtain back a little bit, we're having gremlins attack back there, Angel. What's going on, dude? It's just a weird kind of day around here.
Well, there's a little screen here that tells me what commercials are going to play. It keeps us on time and everything, and the screen is not there. So I have all of our sound effects, liners, fillers, all that fun stuff, but no way to tell you how much time's left, what time we're on, or if this segment's even being recorded. So.
If it's even on air.
I don't know
air.
If we're even on air
can
right now.
Can you hear us out there? That's when you get scared at a radio station, when you start seeing
the
production
textures,
people.
Can you text us if we're still on air?
Yeah, Dixon, shoot me a text. Somebody shoot me a text. Let me know that we're on the air. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Joining us in studio, in the Aloe Fiber Studios, Brooks Talkington, former. Look at Susan and Cheryl. Look, be careful, ladies. He's engaged.
He is.
Stay away from Brooks. They love Angel, but then when new blood comes in, they're like, hey, what's going on?
I mean, who wouldn't love Angel?
Oh, I love Angel. A lot of people I joke with, I'm like, actually, his name's Bob. I just like to call him Angel.
That's pretty good.
Brooks Talkington here, former Bears defensive lineman. Congratulations, by the way, to you, my man.
I do appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Pretty big day for pretty big stuff going on in your life, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I hit it out of the park with that girl. She's wonderful. And when I was getting down on my knee, I just kept trying to think, because I'd been up for 4 days in a row, just wondering, what reason can I give her to say yes? And as I'm getting down on my knee, it's been 4 days that I still can't think of one. I said, I'm just going to really hope. Most people propose on one knee. I was on two.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Just like, please.
You just begging her.
Just begging, yeah.
What was more nerve-wracking for you, asking her to marry you or going up against stud offensive linemen back in the day?
Asking her, yeah. Mm. I mean, that's way more long-term. I mean, that guy's going to whoop me, you know? Like, that's the worst he can do, just break me physically, right?
Yeah.
This could break me in every way possible. And I was like, please, just don't, Brooks, don't screw this up. Man. You know, I was just talking to God, like, hey, I thought you'd tell me what to say by now. And, you know, it's time, and I still don't know what I'm going to say. I'm just hoping she just doesn't remember either. And to this day, I still don't know what I said, but she said yes.
You just kind of blacked out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how it
goes. Talk about nervous. Like, I was sweating bullets, like, the whole way up. She's like, are you okay?
Now, did you have doubts that she was going to – did you think she was going to say no?
I mean, not really, but at the same time, I was like, there's a lot to ask. Like, I am a handful. I am a lot. And ask anybody to, you know, spend the rest of their life with me. That's a – dude.
So why are you a handful? Talk to us about that.
I'm very stubborn. I'm very prideful in a lot of ways, and I try not to be. Aside from that, I just...
Because I don't see... I mean, you and I have a pretty good relationship.
Oh,
we're not,
yeah,
like, hanging out every night, but when we see each other, it's always fun, great conversations.
100%. No, yeah. And
so I don't view you as, like, oh, that guy's tough to deal with.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, look, I do my best, but at the same time, I just kind of look from the outside in of just, like... Man, you know, sometimes you'll get done with a conversation, you'll be like, what was I doing there?
Oh, like, every single day of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Every day I talk to somebody, I'm like, what happened in there?
Just play it back. We're going to play back this segment right here, and I'm going to be like, why did I say that? Like, what came over me to say that?
It's very funny. In this room, I'm more comfortable talking.
Yeah.
But when I'm out in public talking to people, sometimes I'm just like, I can't find the words. I don't know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
So it's
interesting.
A lot of my staff around here, they give me crap for it because I'm just I'm weird when you get around people.
You know, when people come I've never in for, seen that. Yeah.
You know, you and I, we had the bro hug and everything, but there's sometimes people you don't know if they're huggers or shakers or what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then they come in, the arms kind of open up, and you're like, I'm going in with the shake.
Yeah.
But there, Now I'm like gonna go right in between the hug arms here.
You always open up with the hug, just establish dominance.
Yeah. Like, even just a brand new person.
It doesn't matter. It's like, I'm a hugger, you're gonna hug
me. Come here, you.
Right now.
Or have you seen the movie Fun with Dick and Jane? Jim Carrey was in that movie.
Yeah.
He goes, like, you see our hall here. He basically he's at one end of the hall, the other guy's at the complete other end, and he's walking toward him, and he's got his hand out to shake his hand. And now he's like, he put it out too early, so he's like, there's no going back. It's out. I can't put it back in. It's out. Here we go.
Yeah.
And now I'm approaching you with this long arm extended to shake your hand.
It's like when somebody holds the door open for you, but you're like 30 feet away.
Yep.
And so now it's like, do I walk the same speed?
Oh my gosh.
Do I like speed walk? Do I sprint to this person?
Oh no. And my thing is like, you go to let somebody in, you go to open the door. They're coming in from the right. You're coming in from the left. It swings out to the right.
Yeah.
So I walk in and I open the door for them. And I'm here first. So they're gonna have to go under me or like graze between me and the door.
Mm-hmm.
I do that a lot.
Oh yeah, I promise I'll have so many stories. This one's really funny. When I first got to UNC, we were just kind of taught, you know, or I was just always taught, hold the door open for folks behind you.
Yeah,
I held the door open for this one girl, and I was like a freshman. She said, "I don't need a man to hold the door open for me."
Oh geez,
slammed it in her face.
Oh.
I was like, I was polite. You blew it. Goodbye.
That's the way you should do it. I mean, that's the way. If you're gonna hold the door open,
hey,
somebody,
man,
they don't want to take the door.
I was being kind. I was like, all right, perfect. Boom.
I hate when you open the door and people don't say thank you. So
yeah.
I would always just say, whenever I open the door, they walk on through. I just go, you are very welcome.
Yep.
You
have a great day.
Yeah, yeah, that's just frustrating. Brooks Talkington is in studio with us. Played for the UNC Bears. You played last year. Was your last? It seems like. Longer. Why does it seem like a long time ago?
I don't know, man. I think, like,
is it because the season was so rough?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it now, and I did the math. It's been, I'm not trying to talk smack on my former alma mater, but it's been 346 days since the last Bears win in football.
So, yeah. No, you know, it's
yeah.
I want to get your thoughts on that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Regular break. Okay.
We're working on it.
We're
good.
In some kind of new world right now.
The teleprompter broke.
That's like the SNL skit. I can't do it. Like, Angel has the entire 3-hour show scripted for me. Every word I say is written down. When that thing freezes, I'm out. You know, just shut her down.
5 minutes.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes. Thank you, Angel.
Perfect.
I got it. We're on track now. We're good.
Yeah.
Brooks is going to stick with me for Football Friday.
However long.
Presented
you want,
by man. Crazy Carl's Pizza. You've had some Crazy Carl's
great.
Pizza.
Oh yeah,
it's delicious.
Absolutely.
Man. So, what do you think of? Do you reach out? Do you talk to UNC ever? Do they reach out to you? I mean, what's it like when you move on?
I mean, the university itself is pretty quick to send you emails on, hey, donate to our programs,
or
whatever.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's like, hey, look, I hadn't even gotten a job yet. I do now. But like, I was getting those emails while I was on the football program. I was like, you want me to donate to this program?
Yeah.
And I'm playing. But no, I keep in touch with a lot of the players. Most of the players I played with, some of the coaching staff that's still on. Like, I believe Eddie Gonzalez is now director of op over there,
Love
doing
Eddie.
A great job. I mean, you know, he's great. And I haven't gotten a chance to really meet with the new coaching staff at all. I definitely want to reach out to Coach Lamb in the future and just be like, hey, any way I can help. Whatever I can do, and that may just be, hey, just stay in your lane, you know, but whatever I can do, I want to support. I do love the Bears. And
from what you've heard about Ed Lamb and everything, mm-hmm. do you feel like this, I mean, I know they're 0-7 right now, but do you feel like this thing could get back on the right track?
I feel like it could. Now, he's going to need a lot of support from senior admin over there, which sometimes call a spade, sometimes that's hard to get. But I think he's going to be a story a lot similar to this Jay Norvell guy, you know, at CSU. Like last year, you saw that was rough. That was a rough go for CSU.
Yeah, it was.
CSU's looking pretty good this year. Now, I was able to go to some of their fall camp practices and saw him. I was like, hey, this is a young team. It's a kind of undersized team, but they're doing the right things. Their practices are held very well scheduled, very well planned out, and they're doing great now. I mean, great is probably the wrong word, but they're doing significantly better than I thought they would.
No, they're on the improve.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
I think UNC is going to have a similar track. I think that, you know, if you are a bad team that's coached poorly, you do not improve throughout the year, right? If you watch any of those games from the first game against ACU to the latest game, which I believe was Cal Poly, right, for UNC,
yeah,
they keep improving. That defense keeps improving. The offense keeps improving. They're at least, how do I say this? In every game, they hold a lead at one point, right? This is not a bad football team, even though the record would show that.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be significantly better, but I think this is just one of those growing pain seasons, you know?
Yeah, with Ed Lamb, I think he even said it last week. He's like, hey, I truly believe this. We're a good football team with a terrible record.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it feels right now.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, so Montana, the coach from Montana, I don't know what his name is off the top of my head, but the head coach was giving an interview. You just kind of, they were asking, hey, you're coming off a bye week playing UNC, how you feeling? And a lot of it was insinuated of you're going to stomp them, right? And he was like, no, this is a good team. Like, their record does not demonstrate it, but this is a good team that we need to respect going into this game because they're about to go play Montana this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a huge compliment from a team like that. You know, Montana used to be top of the top, big culture team for you know, the Big Sky. And I think if he's saying that, I think there's truth to it.
I'm a really big fan of Ed Lamb. Everything he says, I'm a big fan of who he is personally. Mm-hmm. Like, those things I like.
Yeah. I wish I had gotten the chance to play for him.
That's what's so tough. And I think one of our promos that hits is, like, the tough part for sports fans, especially college fans, is when you see guys like yourself that you're rooting for, but they're just a part of, whether that's a rebuilding team or a bad team, it's tough.
Yeah.
You see that in college all the time.
Oh, I agree. And I do think following the end of the season, just because it's been so tough with, you know, the wins have been harder to come by, they're going to lose a couple key players, I believe, you know, whether it's to the portal or they just call it, you know, and that's just kind of par for the course. But I think they're on the rebuild, and I don't think that they're going to have to weather too many of these bad seasons again. Like, I know I've gotten on here and I've sang the praises of a lot of coaches that – maybe I didn't really believe that, but you have to, you know, you got to stay true to the culture and to the course of, you know, I'm not going to turn on the people who I'm with. But I truly do mean this from people I've talked to who have worked with Coach Lamb before, like Coach Butler, our old strength coach. He was under Coach Lamb whenever they Southern Utah won the Big Sky Championship. And he's a big believer. And I think I am too. You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see, but I think I'm a believer in what.
So they got the right Ed?
Yeah, this time. We got him this time.
All right, Brooks is going to stick around for our Crazy Carl's Football Friday coming up next. Do not miss that. Got my picks. We're going to look at CSU Air Force All's game coming up next. We'll be right back.
Can't wait.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. It's Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. The Wyoming Cowboys, great season so far. Off last week, the week before that, of course, a close game against Air Force. Can they go to Boise State, do something they've never done before, and that's beat them on the blue field? Talking to us now, all things Cowboys, Broncos, Ethan Bird, weekend sports anchor and reporter at KGWN-TV. Ethan, my man, how are you?
I'm good, Brady. How are you? Happy to be back this week.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. We're gearing up. It's a very big weekend in the Mountain West. Of course, that Wyoming-Boise State game is interesting. CSU Air Force is interesting. And then UNLV Fresno State. So Mountain West is where it's at this weekend.
Yeah, it's we're getting into that final stretch where anything can happen in the Wild West, especially this season. We've seen some great ball games coming down to the wire. A lot of them, thanks to those cardiac Cowboys, hoping that they're hoping to get their foot on the gas to start in Boise and keep their foot on the gas, not kind of do what they did in Colorado Springs 2 weeks ago, go up 14-0 early and then kind of struggle a little bit. Because, I mean, Boise might be having a down year, but there's never a down year for them on that blue field.
Well, and this is what's interesting, too, with this game. I mean, Boise can kind of change the narrative. If they get the win over Wyoming, suddenly they're 3-1 in the conference, and we're at least looking at the Broncos being able to at least be in the mix by the time we get later in the season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every single game, even for Air Force, who could likely win out, every single game in that top half of the table has Mountain West championship implications in it, especially now that it's all one division instead of two. So especially for the Pokes, they know that every single game they think is winnable, and they know is a must win if they want to achieve that goal that they set at the beginning of the season.
What can you tell us about Cowboys running back Harrison Whaley? Can we expect to see him in this game this weekend?
Okay. Yeah. Once again, Coach Bull was during his presser on Monday, he was a little coy about it. He used his best NFL vernacular. He said probable. But talking to Harrison had an interview with Alex Taylor of the Eagle Tribune in Wyoming, and he told Alex, he was like, I'm playing. I've missed too many games. So Harrison certainly thinks he's playing. It's a matter of if Coach Bull and the athletic staff thinks he's ready to go. I think the 2 weeks off have been, I mean, the bye week couldn't have come for a better time for Harrison. Once again, his arrival on the field is the X factor.
Well, and what we know about injuries is we know nothing, because I was thinking, yep, Zach Lerier. That was my whole narrative last week was, Air Force, what's going to happen with their quarterback? That's going to be rough. And then I turned the game on, and they're like, Zach Lerier just broke the record for longest pass ever for Air Force. I was like, I thought he was out for like 30 days or something, but apparently not.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about modern medicine. At the Air Force game, I was talking to Harrison on the sideline. He's like, yeah, all they'd have to do is give me a bunch of ibuprofen, I'd be good to go. If they pump him full of enough of ibuprofen, I'm sure he'll play against Boise.
Ethan Bird joining us, a weekend sports anchor and reporter at KGWN TV. So what do the Cowboys need to do? They're sitting in third place right now, mm-hmm, with a 2-1 record in the conference. UNLV's ahead of them, and of course Air Force is ahead of them. So this is a monumental game for the Cowboys. Yeah. What do they need to do to get this dub, my friend?
Well, like I said, every single game is a must win. They've got to play that Cowboy tough football that they've really branded this year. All the unity. They've got to be able to take, you know, some of that magic that they get at the war, that one YO feeling, and take it to such a hostile place at Boise. I think last I saw, Boise only had 4,000 tickets left, so it's going to be really loud at Albertson Stadium. But when I was talking to Caden Barnett, one of the offensive linemen, about how loud it's going to be, he said it was the loudest they've ever played was at Texas, and the silent count actually helped them. So I think if they play disciplined football, if Andrew Peasley continues to show how much improvement he's had in year two, especially getting Ayer Asante and Wyatt Wheeland, you know, some big playmakers involved regularly, they can be that's what it's going to take to beat the Broncos. The defense isn't much of a question for me, for Wyoming, especially with Sebastian Harsh back and nice and healthy. That D-line is scary. Those linebackers are scary. Easton Gibbs is going to play a very pivotal role this week at that linebacker position, and he is fun to watch. He hits hard, and he plays angry.
Well, and those are the things you're going to need. What Wyoming does best, you know, with that stingy defense and then being able to really get that run game going, that can open up some big opportunities for Peasley. And you know, we've talked about Peasley a lot on the show, Ethan. There's, you know, his stats aren't necessarily going to blow your mind, but when you just watch him play, he's something else. He's a really fun quarterback to watch. He's just tough, tougher than nails.
So Pease is, I mean, he is an amazing dude. That's something really cool about him. And he became a father during the off season. And Coach Bull has talked about how he's seen, you know, an increased maturity in Andrew. And, I mean, you've seen, you know, when I've talked to him, it's, you know, he knows how important football is. But I think he's found, you know, deeper meanings in bringing his son into the world in the off season. And he's just a leader of men. That whole locker room, they just love Andrew Peasley. And Andrew Peasley has so much love for all of those guys. That just speaks to how hard they play for each other, because one, they don't want to lose themselves, and two, they don't want to lose for each other.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When you have that recipe, That's going to help you win a lot of football games. When you really believe in your quarterback and you can follow him as a person, too, that's a big deal. Ethan, on the Boise State side of things, this is a monster game for Boise State for several reasons. If they lose this game, I mean, that hot seat just gets a little bit hotter for Andy Avalos, the head coach for the Broncos.
Oh, and the Broncos, they're not used to losing.
No.
That program is not used to losing. The fans are not used to losing. What's been really intriguing to me is the two quarterback battle that they've been having this whole season. I mean, Talen Green, he had a really good season last year, and now he's getting some adversity and some competition. I was talking to Frank Crum, the Wyoming left tackle, a couple weeks ago, about, you know, what a quarterback competition does to an offense. And both of those guys, they can run, they can throw the ball, they're both very talented. But when they're both competing against each other to get that playing time, there's you know there has to be some discourse there. We saw that in Wyoming several years ago, and Frank kind of compared it to that it's not indicative to the most cohesive offense.
I've never liked it. I know college, there's a lot of teams that do this, and you know, they're just not sold on one guy, or maybe they like both guys. But I hate trying to figure out and have a quarterback competition throughout the season. I mean, that's just hurting your team ultimately. And like you said, Talen Green last year was good. And why not just give him the reins until he loses them and then go with Maddox? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, I mean, right now, especially for Boise, they've got Wyoming and Fresno State back-to-back, Air Force at the end of the year. You can't really afford those types of holes when your hopes, I mean, you lose to Wyoming or Fresno State, you can pretty much kiss a chance, a seat at that championship game goodbye. That 2-1 record, suddenly you get two losses, and then that second place spot is not the most feasible thing in the world.
Ethan Bird, weekend sports anchor and reporter, KGWN-TV. Ethan, is this the year? Do the Cowboys get it done where they've never got it done before?
Man, my heart certainly thinks so. The Cowboys certainly think so. I think the cards are on the table for the Cowboys. This is the most complete team that they've had. Them and Air Force are the most complete team in the Mountain West. Going to Boise is a nightmare for any team that has to play on that blue turf. But they didn't get any help from CSU last week with the UNLV still undefeated. So their hopes are in their hands right now. They have to play their Cowboy football to beat Boise, and they've got to do that the whole season. We saw last year after the bye week, they pretty much had a catastrophic collapse at the end of the season. This is a very different team and a more complete team. But you've got to see how they come out of the bye week, and I think it was very beneficial for all the guys, especially if Harrison Whaley comes back, I would lock in the Cowboys.
I love it. We'll see. I'm going to get my – I'm contractually obligated to pick Wyoming this weekend because, Ethan, every time I pick against Wyoming, they do something miraculous, and Wyoming Cowboys fans hate me for that. So I'm trying to suck up to Cowboys fans. They seem tough.
Well, they're a fan base that they're not very quick to forgive, and they're definitely not quick to forget.
No, I've experienced
it. You've got some cowboy love to give out. It sounds like
I'm just trying to suck up, man. You know, I'm trying to be logical and just use my brain, but the picks haven't been going so well, Ethan, to be honest. So now I'm just going to do whatever suits me best at this stage.
I mean, that's what you got to do. That's why I don't sports bet, because it would never work out for me.
No.
Because I would do whatever whatever my heart says, and that's not a
friendly
way to go about it.
Every single week, no matter what, I'm going with the heart. I got to go with the head at some point. Ethan, my man, appreciate you as always. Love these conversations on Friday, helping us out with our Football Friday. We'll look to catch up with you next week.
Of course, my friend. Big week coming up. Bigger week next week. We got that's Border War week, baby.
No,
it's going to be huge.
It's monster.
It's going to be fun.
Friday football, too. I love that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, my man. Ethan Bird, we'll catch up with you next week, man.
Okay, talk to you later, brother.
All right, 34 minutes after the hour. Brooks Talkington's in studio here, joining us in the Aloe Fiber Studios, former defensive lineman for the Bear. What is it like on this end for you? This is all the stuff we chatter about while you're out lifting weights and doing, you know, the stuff that you do as a football player.
I think y'all have more fun.
We don't have to do wind sprints, I'll tell you
that.
Yeah,
I mean, and there's a lot less repercussions. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Although people do really make fun of the picks lately.
Oh, it's all right.
I did have the Bills covering last night, 9.5. Backdoored.
Hey, there you go. I didn't catch most of it. I was at the CSU volleyball game.
Oh, okay.
Which I won't say I would have rather been at.
Well, yeah, I mean, but volleyball, you know, CSU volleyball.
No, they're great. They're, yeah. I'm not knocking. Listen, whoever's listening for the CSU volleyball team,
trust me.
It's just I had Mike Evans on my fantasy team, and I was trying to see what the deal was with him. And anyway, but I won't get into it. But it's fun being on this side of things. It's also kind of fun being retired. If I'm being honest with you, I get to go do like other stuff.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about. I mean, staying that committed to working out, exercise, all that stuff.
Yeah,
man.
I still try to because it kind of keeps...
You still look good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, like, this next year. I have like, a very minor surgery I got to get next week on the old eye.
Oh, God.
I don't have a great eye, I'll be honest with you. And I've always had issues with it. But, like, after that, I have to take, like, a long break from working out, or long being 2 weeks. But, like,
for
after,
you, that's probably like,
that's a long time, man. So,
are you like, are you getting these a serious deal, or is it like LASIK, or what?
I got glaucoma, which is kind of a after effect of a former eye disease I had. I had to get cataract replacement when I was 5.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So I was playing like out there, you know, not with the greatest eyesight.
But everything, like this plan that they've got in place for you,
oh,
seems
it's
like
fine.
It's going
to
work?
Yeah, it's just to get the pressure down. It's not a big deal at
all. Okay, good,
but I only say that to say, like, I get to actually start back on a really good routine like after that, but I'm not looking forward to that part.
Do they put you out for that kind of thing?
Well, apparently you got to be awake.
Oh, God.
That's all.
Probably want your eyes open.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm having to watch this thing go into my eye. What's the point?
I had the LASIK.
Back in my day.
That part's weird because you are awake through the whole thing, and it's just it's real quick though.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, a minute. They open up the eye, come in, you feel like a little sensation, and then next thing you know, everything goes black.
Yep.
And then everything kind of starts to brighten up.
Yeah, I'm gonna like. It's not mandatory, but I'm going to wear an eye patch for a couple days.
Oh, you absolutely
just
should.
Just do my best
and then just
Dan
keep
Crenshaw
that.
Impression.
And just and keep that.
Keep
forever.
It going.
That's your thing now.
I'm an
hey,
eye
it's eye patch guy. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, that'd be so good. But no, I like being... I went off on a huge tangent here, but I like being on this end of everything. It's more fun.
Well, let's see if it's going to be more fun for the Broncos this weekend. Broncos, can they break the streak? I mean, it was defensively, they played really well against Kansas City 2 weeks ago. So we'll talk about Broncos, Chiefs coming up next. I got the picks coming up a little bit later on.
Awesome.
Everybody looks forward to that. Not because they're betting based on the picks, because they want to make fun of the picks.
That is, they want to see your downfall.
They want to see destruction. But I'm coming back this week, and I feel it, Angel. This is going to be a monster week for the picks.
Yep.
Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show. It's Football Friday, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Broncos, Chiefs this weekend. Does the streak end somehow, some way? It's not Sean Payton's hump to get over. That's what he said about the, you know, the leads, the 10 games in a row where the Broncos had a lead and then lost. He said he wasn't a part of that. I mean, he was, kind of. He did lose three of those.
Look.
Don't you think, like, again, Brooks Talkington, great radio name, by the way.
Thank you.
Brooks Talkington.
I want to get into it, man. Yeah. The more I get on this show, the
you
more I
You do a great
I
job,
leave.
Man.
Thank you.
We'll talk.
We'll talk.
We'll figure stuff out.
Dude,
we just got to figure out where you're going to, you know, where you're going
to
be.
Wind up. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Where you're going to be.
Correct answer is yes, man. No matter what that
That's
is.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Know what I mean?
We got to figure that out.
Yeah.
All right. So looking at this game, the last time they played was like 2 weeks ago. Mm. Broncos lost 19-8. Defensively, they were pretty good. I mean, you hold Kansas City to under 20 points.
Yeah.
That was good. I mean, Mahomes did his thing. He had 300 yards passing. He threw a touchdown, did throw a pick. He was just, even though he threw 306 yards, he wasn't maybe at his best. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I can trust the defense to come out and have that kind of performance again. But the offense was the scary part in that game.
Yeah.
Only scoring 8 points, and the Russell Wilson thing That he it looked like he was getting better. It was still clunky, but it was getting better. Then he took a major step back in that Kansas City game, only throwing 95 yards
right.
and two interceptions and one TD.
Yeah. Does it to you, right? So I'm not a diehard Broncos fan, right? I lived up here for 6 years, so I'm going to cheer for him. But does it feel like the Broncos keep kind of sabotaging themselves in some ways? Like, I mean, I just everywhere I look up, it seems like they're just selling off really good players. Like, they just lost. I mean, last year, it was, I mean, 2 years ago, it was Vaughn.
Yeah.
Last year, it was Chubb. This year, it's Randy Gregory. And yeah. that guy was, I mean, he was solid for us as a Cowboys fan, which nobody hate me for that, but I'm from Dallas.
Sorry, like, we got a Dolphins fan in there.
All right. So. I have not met one of those yet. That's
they're growing, apparently, Angel? They're growing.
Yeah.
We're on Hard Knocks this year.
Hey.
You're going to get a lot more fans now.
Greeley native head coach, Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
A Greeley native. How did I not know that? He's awesome.
He's a Colorado guy. He was, he was a ball boy or whatever for the Broncos for a bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but the Broncos didn't think they should hire him.
Of course not.
So they would go with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted a young innovator like Vic Fangio coming in with his Hallmark movies and his meatballs and all that stuff. That was great.
Jeez.
But I think with your point, as far as sabotage, my big thing with the Broncos has always been this. It just, they keep reaching. They keep reaching for the Sean Paytons and the Russell Wilsons and the Case Keenums and the Joe Flaccos. And then you end up throwing money or draft picks at those things. Mm-hmm. And they're not really – if they're that good, why is the team giving up on that player in the first place? And the Broncos don't – they didn't, at least – tend to ask those questions,
right.
And that's what set them back for so many years.
So it feels like they're putting all their money, their eggs into one basket on one thing to
try to fix it. And now, in this case, I guess it's two baskets with Sean Payton.
Yeah, I actually have a relationship with Sean Payton.
You've met Sean?
Well, his son played on my football team in high school. So me and his...
No way.
Yeah, his son Connor, great kid. Yeah, he's a good ball player too. He wasn't ever big enough to go play anywhere, but he was a good ball player. And I met Sean many times. I like Sean. I mean, I thought he'd be doing better right now, but it also does make sense to see, like, you can't just have... It's not just the coach or... the quarterback. It's a complete team you need around, you know.
I do think, and again, I'm still holding it out. Like, my thing with Sean Payton, I wasn't crazy about giving up the draft pick.
No,
the Bounty Gate stuff was interesting.
Oh, I love that stuff. I was a defensive player,
would
dude.
You take some money to go hit people, probably, right?
Oh, gosh, dude, what are you talking about?
A little extra pocket money for
dude,
you?
Dude, if we worked out an NIL deal where I got, like, a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich to go hurt people, I would do it.
You miss the hitting thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you just, like, you want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like necessarily getting like blindsided. Don't miss that. But I mean, I miss the hitting part.
Well, Mike is out there. You can hit him.
Oh, deal.
Don't hit Angel or I.
We
have a wedding
Angel.
To go to tomorrow.
Yeah. No, you got it.
We can just beg. Please don't hurt us.
It's Tanner, right?
He's getting,
hey, congratulations, by the way. Just if you hear this,
he's probably driving around. We got a
very happy for him.
I'm in it, so there's no getting out. Not that I want to, but it's going to be cold.
But who gets married on a Saturday in the fall?
I know.
It's football season,
It's because they wanted to set people, scare people a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
fair
throw enough. Them off because it's right around Halloween.
It's fair.
All right, Brooks, are you ready for this? We got the picks coming up next,
dude.
This is becoming, Time Magazine wants to do a story on the picks. My grandma loves this segment.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
The picks are coming up next. It's Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.
Let's get it.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back into the whole show. Our pick segment here, I'll start it off. CSU and Air Force, I have CSU covering. CU and UCLA, I have the Buffs covering. I have Wyoming covering against Boise State. I'm going to take UNC to pull off an upset, and KC covers.
KC covers, what is it, 7 now?
Yes.
Okay. Brooks is going to stick in here for moral support. I'm two games under 500, so this is the weekend.
Oh, you got this.
This is the weekend that everything changes. This is when the big money deals come in.
Yeah.
Everybody starts looking at Brady going, oh, that guy.
Hey, in gambling, there's only winners and quitters, Brady.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You got this.
That's exactly right. So we're going to make some people some money this
Absolutely.
Weekend. If you choose to be brave and go along with me on this journey with these picks.
Fortune favors the bold.
Here we go. Angel, where do you want me to go first? Oh, you don't know. Anywhere?
Up to you.
Okay. UNC. I know Montana's had close games, but they're going to be on. It's on the road. Okay. Sorry, Bears. I hope you get a win this year, but it's not going to happen this weekend.
That's the hardest stadium to pull off an upset in, for sure, in the Big Sky.
Is it a nice stadium?
Beautiful stadium. It's strong. Like, they pack that place. Okay. So, yeah, it's hard.
CSU Air Force. Snow's going to be falling, and I'll be at a wedding tomorrow. So, keep me updated.
For sure. I got you.
Text me updates.
Yep.
Air Force favored by 12.5, last I checked. Here's the thing. Air Force is better. Air Force will win. But they don't cover a lot of those spreads.
Right.
12.5's a lot for Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So give me CSU to cover 12.5.
Yeah.
They're already up 12.5 to nothing right now.
How do you cheer against people who are about to go serve our country?
That's hard. That's hard.
I never had to play against them, but I'm glad I didn't.
All right, Wyoming goes to Boise State. They've never taken care of business against the Broncos on the road.
Yep.
They are 5-point dogs in this game. Dogs. This is huge for Wyoming. They always get to this point where they're pretty good, and then they drop one like this, and then they're out of the race for the Mountain West Championship.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, man. I mean, can Boise State get it right? Can they get the Mountain West? You know, normally, whether Boise State's having a rough non-con schedule, they turn it around in the conference.
Oh, yeah. I believe in you.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, told me Wyoming's going to win.
Okay.
He has not missed many. I think he's only missed one. I think he missed the last their Air Force game.
Yeah.
Give me Wyoming to beat Boise State for the first time
ever.
First time ever on the road.
Hey.
You like that?
I'm with you on that. Let's go. Cowboy up.
Here we go. CU, UCLA. 16.5. Did prime time. He's got the beard now. You know, they got a week off. Mm-hmm. They're feeling good about life. They did some walks and skipped some rocks in the ponds and thought about everything.
Yep.
I almost took the Buffs to win.
Oof.
But I'm just going to take the points. I am at a crucial juncture in the picks. I have to get it right. Give me CU to cover 16.5.
Okay.
Broncos, Chiefs.
Yep.
I only got a little bit of time here. I want to, Russ. I want to. I want you to win. I want Sean Payton to get over his own hump. I think Chiefs annihilate the Broncos this weekend.
Yeah. Hey, man, they got the Swifties on their side.
Swifties on their side. Kelsey's on their side. I think the Broncos will not cover plus 7. Brooks Talkington, an honor to have you in, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Those were the picks. Good night, Northern Colorado.
Well done.